It's developed by General Shelton and his staff at Air Force Space Command, and the Core Function Master Plan, there are 12 of these, and that one is specifically on cyber superiority. So Air Force Space Command has laid out what it is they want us to do, us, the rest of the Air Force, to do, and where we're going to spend our money for about the next 3 to 5 years in that master plan.
Can you go into some detail in terms of what's in there? Like, are we talking about like offensive, defensive capabilities, or more specific to system type of cyber, meaning like a weapon system cyber or maybe a business system cyber?
Actually, it's a combination of all of those things. Principally, quite heavily cyber defensive centric right now, because the big mission inside 24th Air Force and inside Air Force Space Command for the entire Air Force is kind of protecting, operating, maintaining, defending the network that we have today. There are a couple of those other kind of Gucci capabilities, but the big focus is on the defense as opposed to the exploitation and attack missions.
How much of it is building on what you're already doing, or is it more of a future look, like where we want to be in 3 to 5 years?
It's a combination of both. So it's those things that we're going to spend money on right now, but it also begins to shape where our budgets will be targeted for the 5-year defense plan. So it'll go, as we start to build the 14 POM, you know, it'll go 14 to 18, but it also says, and this is what we're going to spend today's money on. No combination. But it's not 10-year, 20-year out.
You mentioned the workforce as a piece of it. During your speech, you said you've trained a lot of cyber workers, especially over the last year. Give me a sense of the impact they're having now and where you see that program going in the future.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. So all of a sudden, we have operators who are asking for cyber folks in operations activities. They're no longer viewed just as support activities, no longer just the people who provide RJ-11, RJ-45 jacks and issue cell phones and laptops. That still is as I said, that's you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's still a fundamental function of this career field. But now all of a sudden, they're beginning to get pulled into other areas that look at, okay, how can you help me create a combat effect by manipulating the cyber piece of that? And so all of a sudden there is a great demand signal for this kind of expertise.
The numbers of cyber warriors, cyber warfare people you have, cyber workforce, it's never enough. How do you plan to continue to kind of grow that workforce?
There is a demand signal that United States Cyber Command has put out to all of the services. In round numbers, that's a couple of thousand people. We have about 10,000 people in the career field who are doing all of those things right now, but I don't think that we have them binned right. They're heavily in the support piece, and quite frankly, not as well trained yet, or we don't have a core that's as well trained to do the kinds of things that U.S. Cyber Command needs us to do. And so there are courses that the Navy teaches at Pensacola for on-net kind of operations that we're taking Air Force young men and women and sticking them in some of the joint courses to be able to produce more, as that demand signal has been very strong from U.S. Cyber Command.
Are you able to find the people who have the skills, or at least people who have the interest to gather those skills? And where do the Wounded Warriors play in that? We've heard a lot about Wounded Warriors kind of moving from service to becoming veterans but staying as a civilian personnel for DOD.
The Air Force is looking at an Army model that is quite good at transferring the Wounded Warriors from what was their principal military occupational specialty, MOS in Army lexicon, to an Air Force specialty in the Air Force, and begin to make those emulate those kinds of programs. I think this is a perfect place for some of those kind of warriors, because quite frankly, that combat is conducted from a keyboard and not always at the forward edge of the battlefield with an M4 and a 60-pound rucksack on your back.
I'm going to throw out a drone question. The cyber piece, the drone, using drones more and more, can you talk a little bit about how that plays into that cyber, overall cyber workforce, but also the cyber plan that the Air Force has together?
The piece that cyber plays in it is that That airframe is flown from a long, long way away, thousands of miles away. And so the cyber piece of that is protecting that link for that entire period. So maybe it's about the satellite hop. Maybe it's about the fiber optic cable between those two places. Maybe it's about the local exchange carrier outside the base that's flying from. And all of that is a cyber piece. And we need to look at that as just as much as we look at the processing, exploitation, dissemination, the PED piece at this end versus the sensor piece at the far end. So when all of a sudden you think about, hey, we've got to fly Predator operations. There's a piece on one end, there's a piece on the other end, but there's that whole piece that's in between, and that's all cyber.
Cyber seems to be playing a bigger role around mission assurance. Is that putting a different kind of strain on the cyber workforce?
Not a different strain, but a different focus. So all of a sudden, where at one time we were worried about, hey, what are the servers, routers, switches look like? Gee, that's interesting, but what are the servers, routers, switches, hubs, links, commercial carriers, all the other pieces look like? And so it has caused what were traditionally support folks to look much broader at the same kinds of things, but link end to end, not just their end of the total mission.
Beyond the wounded warriors, what are you doing to train airmen in terms of their typical training around cyber?
So there are things that we expect every airman, whether that's officer, whether that's a civilian, whether that's a contractor on our network, or whether that's an airman basic who's getting ready to go to tech school, on cyber hygiene, on how you behave when your fingers touch a government keyboard. That's one set. And we have inculcated that in all of our schoolhouses about a year ago. Then, as you allude to, there are some very specialized skills for those that will be in the cyber business. So it's a combination of both. It's everybody has to know how to drive a car, and then there's people who get special training to know how to drive race cars.